in keeping with the month of November, where we continue to remember our loved ones and all God's people who have passed on before us, we do well to consider also the significance of our own mortality. And I don't mean a mortality in the sense that you know, the proverbial hourglass is running out. Before the coming of Christ our Savior, that may have been the suitable metaphor, that the time is running out. But not for us today. By using the new image of the virgins awaiting the coming of the bridegroom, our Lord urges us to change perspectives about the nature of the anticipated moment of death and the anticipated moment of his coming. Because of the fruits of one particular death in history, the death in history, we ought not to say time is running out. Instead, we ought to say, the time is coming. The former understanding issues depression in the very least and a crazed anxiety at most, which can lead to who knows what kinds of turmoil or unhappy outcomes. But the latter comes with a joyful anticipation, coupled with peace. That is the sentiment which we should all carry out as faithful followers of our Lord. That is the difference between these two types of virgins who await the wedding celebration. Keep in mind, however, that vigilance doesn't mean to stay awake, because all the 10 virgins, both the wise and the foolish, fell into a slumber before the coming of the bridegroom. In other words, the wait doesn't mean an anxious wait. It's implied that we should wait with a restful spirit. What vigilance means is being ready. The lamp these characters carry is a symbol of the faith, and the oil is a metaphor for grace-filled charity, which makes the light of that faith fruitful and credible. As all scripture lessons are connected, we ought to consider the continuation of what we've been hearing for quite some time now. For weeks, we know that, you know, we've been hearing, being fed the message in abundance about the love of God and love of neighbor, and how those two commandments coincide together. One unseparated, completely unseparated from the other, completely bound to the other. And those same lessons weigh upon us once again, especially as we come towards the close of ordinary time and as we prepare to begin another liturgical year, another time of renewal. As these virgins we think of today are not ready unless they possess sufficient oil to feed their lamps, so is our light of faith, the love of God, will never be realized unless it is fueled by a Christian life abundant with loving concern and sacrifice for our neighbor. That is why when we consider that lesson again, in addition to praying for those who have already passed this month, we ought to ponder the day of our own death, as mentioned before. Inspired by the Desert Fathers, Saint Benedict used to say to his brothers, and he included within his monastic rule of life, to keep death daily before our eyes. And I think this would also do us some good to take a cue from that same rule of life, at least in some measure. And it would do us some good not only because it helps to counteract, it's a counterbalance to protect us against a self-centeredness, but most importantly, that is how Jesus paced lovingly and sacrificially through this life himself. Always, he was thinking about the approaching hour, and the most intimate moments he shared with his disciples is when he talks about this coming hour. My hour is coming, he says. From the time he first mentions this hour to his mother at the wedding feast of Cana in the book of John, to the point of the Last Supper, that appointed moment of death on the cross was always with him. And as long as it remained with him, as we read, you know, in his instruction in the past weeks, he was able, with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind, to rest lovingly with the will of his Heavenly Father. That is what the ponderance of death does for us, those who live within this faith. There's a potency that comes with it that you can't find anywhere else, any other lens outside of the faith. It's a tragedy that we hope not to think about, but for us, a treasure that will keep us on course. As it was the means that kept our Savior true to his word and true to the will of his Heavenly Father, let us now once again feed upon the nourishment of this altar so that we, step for step, can follow likewise with our Lord. Thanks be to God.